This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're into hour number three. And out of all the incredible lawyers out there battling the deep state, our next guest is the most effective at that. It's Robert Kennedy Jr. And these people are doing God's work. Because let me tell you, the clock's ticking for the next virus. Bill Gates has already geared it up. And I can feel it in my gut, not just intellectually see it. So my spider sense, he's redlined constantly. And I know yours is as well, so we better get our acts together real fast. I'm working really hard to stop this, folks, really hard. I'm not even doing any defensive positions myself. I'm just 100% staying at the front of the line because we got a really good chance of stopping this. I'm getting chills right now. People make me so freaking angry. We've had so much victory against them, though, and the success we've had. The last caller wanted to hear about success. When I got loaded phone lines, what I'll do is have the guest on. If you want to hold, I love you. I'll get to you after the guy's gone. I'll take some of the next hour. But let's just talk about success. And again, when I say this, the enemy knows all this, okay, and more, because they got AI watching it all. But I know for a fact I'm not a great pool player, but I've had some games back when I had time to play. I got a pool table. I play with my wife where I just, like, hit, like, almost all the balls in the first round. And other times where I'm terrible. But you ever, like, broke the balls and you, like, knock, like, four in? You just do this badass break. It's just like, you're just like, whoa. Folks, this operation has just grievously hurt the enemy bad. I mean, they're bleeding out. And it's the guest. It's you. It's all of us. This whole thing is one operation. So when you're calling and thanking me, you're thanking yourself, okay? I mean, we have devastated the enemy. And if I tried to go over all the things, in fact, I try to stay focused on the attacks and how to beat the enemy and the next information in front of me, not what we've done. But more and more I sit back. It gives me a lot of solace for what we've gone through, what we paid for this. And it's been cheap. I mean, it's been cheap. Thank God that God put me in this position. And all the tribulations I've gone through only made me stronger to be able to understand what's happening now. Because if I hadn't gone through all this, we wouldn't even know how to deal with the next attack. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker. That's why they're attacking. And this broadcast is hands down worldwide the most effective transmission. And it affects not just this grassroots audience and not just the clips that go out, but the intelligentsia in the European Union resistance, in the U.S. government resistance, in the intelligence agency resistance, in the Wall Street resistance, in the academic and ecclesiastical resistance, in just everywhere. And I don't just, I mean, I get told this by senators, House members, presidents, foreign leaders, and they just say, listen, I want you to know that when we survey the people waking up at these meetings and events, they say, who do you think is the most effective? What woke you up? What got us this point? They say Alex Jones. And it's not Alex Jones. It's you. It's this crew members. It's the audience. It's the guests we have. It is us. Because no matter what happens to me, I don't want, if they kill me or something like that in the near future, which I hope doesn't happen, and I'm certainly not suicidal. So if I get killed, if I get killed, I didn't kill myself. I'm not naive. And we're entering the end game. But if they kill me or set me up or whatever, folks, don't let that be a defeat. Just champion the information I've covered, champion the emergency alerts I put out, and just let the work I've done, which is all God, to working through me, continue on. But I know the power of humans. I know the power that God's given us. I know because I, working with other individuals, we have moved mountains together. And now we're going into the main assault, okay? They are attacking us. They're admitting they're pedophiles. They're admitting they're devil worshipers. They are poisoning us. They are starting nuclear war. They are out of control because they know we've got God's promise. They know we've got the birthright. They know we're going into the future. They know they made a bad deal. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. They are overturning the chessboard. They're throwing a fit. Like when Harrison Ford Deckard shoots the replicant and it knows it's dead and just... That's what they're doing. We're watching death throes. So just hold strong, stay the course, believe in God. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. This is the death throes of Satan's kingdom on this planet. And they're coming for our children. They're coming for us because they're throwing a fit. They know they've lost. Well, Tom Renz, for 2.5+ years, has been battling the tyranny, the lockdowns, the poison shots, all of it. And I knew early on he was really having a big effect with his lawsuits. But he'd be on air like 2 years ago saying, well, I've got the big whistleblower. We'll release the name soon. And they were the high level inside the whole operation. And then it comes out, it's the vice president of World Eco Health Alliance and the chief scientist. And now the book's out there, The Truth About Wuhan, with Dr. Andrew Huff. Both of them were on this morning. Harrison Smith, I didn't have the time to do it, but I ended up sitting there in my office for like 40 minutes watching it going, man, this is really a good interview, really powerful. So we're blessed to have him on with us today. I'm glad he could come on my show to talk about this because this is smoking gun stuff, okay? And the death numbers worldwide by the insurance companies, smoking gun. And we talked about it a year and a half ago about the insurance numbers, but now it's mainstream news. And now there's talk of grand juries, and grand juries are being impaneled statewide with the Supreme Court. You know the governor's going to be successful getting those going. So big success. Praise God. Thank all those that God worked through. That means people that called, people that wrote Congress, people that supported. That means this audience. That means everybody. We have really gotten off our flat feet and into a fighting stance here to not just go quietly into the night. And the system is in a chicken with the head cut off, absolute panic mode. So, attorney Tom Renz, my BS detector didn't go off. Thought he was really credible. Looked him up. Saw he was doing great work. But I'm like, he's got the former chief scientist, and it was true, and so many other whistleblowers. So it isn't about credit. He doesn't come on here about credit, but we need to celebrate the people that have had the courage to take action and tell us what was coming next, because now he can tell us what's coming next after this and his predictions of what the enemy is going to pull, because we are really winning. Renz-law.com, Renz-law.com. God bless you, sir, for your great work. I'm going to try to let you pretty much just have the floor here and just cover the waterfront. But, man, this is just a crazy time to be alive.
Well, you got it, Alex. And I got to tell you, it's really, and I mean this sincerely, and, I sat with you in your studio, so you've looked me in the eyes. You know when I say this, I mean it. I am truly honored to get that kind of praise from you. I mean that. You've been fighting this, and you've stood through hell that most people wouldn't even think of, and it is 100% God. It is 100% faith. We have families. We have our future. We have our country on the line, and we either stand together and fight for this, or we lose everything. So we will win this. So as God is my witness, I'll stand against the gates of hell if I got it. We will win this. We've stood pretty damn close to it right now already. So, yeah. Yeah, so I wasn't pulling your chain at all when I told you I had some pretty big whistleblowers. Andrew is an amazing guy, and not only is he a whistleblower who worked there, but you got to look at his credibility. Combat vet, master's in security technology, PhD in environmental epidemiology, worked at Sandia National Labs, had uber top secret clearance. I mean, this guy is rock solid credible. And if that's not enough, remember, when we released the initial report that included his declaration that he gave me under oath, under penalty of perjury, when we released that, we also included 130-some citations in a separate report that didn't cite anything he said.
And let's remember, they came to his house and shot at him. I mean, that's how real this is.
You have no idea. So I actually, it took months before I could really believe some of the stories Andrew was telling me. His house is literally in the middle of nowhere. I'm not going to say it to anybody where it is, but I'm going to tell you that this guy lives off-grid, remote, it couldn't be more out there. I actually went to his house and spent full day going around looking at his evidence, looking at what had happened, and personally checking everything out. I had a two-day trip to get there.
Well, what do you expect? So, he was the vice president and the chief scientist. They were in full panic mode. He's blessed to even be alive right now.
Oh, they're actually in bigger panic mode now. And, you know, the thing is they don't even know. Like, they don't know some of the other whistleblowers I've got. I've got whistleblowers that are showing the conspiracy in the hospitals to murder patients. I've got audio recordings. I've got papers. I got so much stuff. This is a warm-up. We're just getting started. We will have accountability. I cannot wait to see it happen. And I'm going to tell you, we've been so careful and so diligent about making sure.
Well, you've been led by God, because everything you've done has been devastating the enemy. You definitely have the Holy Spirit's hand on you.
Well, I absolutely will tell you, the big man has shown me a lot of favor, a lot more than I probably deserve. But, you know, I try to earn it every day. I'm never worthy of it. But we have huge stuff coming. You got to understand, the thing that really gets them on this, and I'm going to tell you, I want to stress this, the thing that scares them more than anything else that I get the most blowback on, okay, so get ready for the signal to go down, right? The thing I get the most blowback on is the tie-ins between the intelligence community and DOD on this. See, no one wants the Congress to investigate the DOD and the intel communities, but they are 100% involved. We've got the receipts. And when I say we got the receipts, I mean we got the receipts.
And that's where I was going next. They had the neocons come out today with a report saying the Chinese released it. I hate the Chinese communists. They're horrible, but we know it wasn't the Chi-Coms. So they're so desperate now, they're admitting it's man-made, vindicating everything we said, but blaming the Chinese. That's panic mode.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I haven't even seen that report yet. I have to take a look.
I'll show it to you right now in a minute. Keep talking. I'll put it on screen.
Please. So I'll tell you, Alex, they're trying like hell to make sure we don't look at DOD and Intel community involvement on this, because, you know, this is just absolutely unquestionable to my mind. You know, we have, and just put this in common sense term, without sharing the evidence that I have, let me put this in common sense terms. We have a situation where a U.S. entity sponsored by a government agency who oversees biological weapons and weapons development and security issues, partnering and giving the technology to a communist foreign state that's an avowed enemy of the United States to do gain-of-function research, which is the key to bioweapons development, in a lab with known ties to the CCP bioweapons program. Are you going to tell me that we transferred that technology, that we funded those programs, and that our DOD and intel community didn't know? If that's the case, we have the least competent intelligence community on the planet. But that's not the case. I don't believe that for a second. Plus, when you start throwing in the evidence we have that the CIA was involved with or had knowledge of or was working with EcoHealth Alliance, there's no question. But, you know, it's a tough one, and I want to give the Republicans an out on this. One of the things that I do agree with the Republican Party on is I absolutely, from the bottom of my heart, support the heroes that are our military. So you know, we have a lot of the neocons in the Republican Party that just, what, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever the military needs. And that's good that they're supporting the military. But this isn't our soldiers. This is being done by the intel community, by the brass, by the people that are sitting their butts in the Pentagon, not the heroes who are on the battlefield. This is shady, nasty stuff being done by the intelligence community and being done by the DOD, and they were involved with the vaccine.
This is globalistic. They rolled out the vaccine. This is globalist control of our military, directing an attack against their own people. The question is why?
Well, you got to look at what's happening, and they've told us why. And this actually, I mean, so this is a perfect time for me to share this. So I'm doing a bunch of work, and I just released a very short video, and I'm going to be releasing a bunch of stuff on Twitter related to the Arizona election steal. What's that got to do with this conversation? Well, let me tell you, this is critical. You have to understand that COVID was the cornerstone of the Great Reset. We know that. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, all these psychopaths, one thing about these psychopaths is they can't help but talk about what they do. They're so proud of their self, their view, their own view of their own genius, that they have to share their genius so that everybody can appreciate them. So these guys keep telling us, you know, we're
staying there. Let's come.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Renz, the very tip of the spear, bringing forward all these huge whistleblowers and more, is our guest. I'm going to try to shut up now and just cover the waterfront, all the big things that are going on. You got cut off getting into Arizona and what's coming out there, and then, you know, back to what the enemy's going to do next. These new war games with Bill Gates saying another virus that targets kids are coming out. The governor of Florida moving forward with criminal grand juries. So much is happening, but instead of me asking questions, you're really the expert because you're right in the middle of it. Just give us a briefing on what's going on.
Yeah, so before the break, I started talking about the ties. I said, well, what does Arizona have to do with COVID? Everything. So you have the World Economic Forum. You have a bunch of people. And by the way, Biden's a member. You know, all these people, you look around the country at the number of governors and the politicians that are part of the World Economic Forum. These guys are all tied together. The Gates, all the people that you've heard of on the bad guy list, all part of this, right? They're telling us they want a global reset. Their words, not mine. You can look at the video. You can see Harari saying, you know, this is where surveillance goes under the skin. This is where we do this, where we do that. Let me explain to you what happens here. You launch COVID. You inflate the hell out of the dangers of COVID, and you prevent early treatment so you can drive up to the death numbers. As that's happening, you use that fear to steal elections by promoting things like ballot drops and things where you can harvest ballots right and left and really screw the numbers up. Okay, and that goes without even talking about, you know, whether they were into the machines and things like that. So they're using COVID to steal elections. They're also using it to destroy our economy. You got a shutdown. You destroy small business. You destroy this. You destroy that. We're getting ready for an economic meltdown, right? So that's happening to promote the central bank digital currencies, which they want to use to try and control us even further. We know this because they're telling us this. Okay, so when I say this, you got to understand something. I have always been disciplined about saying I'm speculating or I have evidence. We have them on video saying that this is what they're doing. Okay, this isn't complicated. This is just, you've got to dig and listen. So COVID was at the corner of all of this. By the way, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but when we talk about the next pandemic, get ready. We're getting some intel on that. Now, it's not confirmed, but what I'm hearing is that it's going to be time to come out with something going on health-wise where we need more lockdowns on a global scale around the time that the WHO treaty comes back. That's coming. But in the meantime, one of the things that we've got to do right now is we've got to also look at the Arizona elections. Why? Well, if you care about COVID and you care about stopping the globalists, there's a lot of things that have to happen, and we have to cut them off in more than one direction. Now, I'm not leaving COVID until we've got Anthony Fauci and a whole bunch of other people in jail, but I have to understand what my enemy's doing. And my enemy's attacking us from a lot of directions, and in Arizona, you've got Carrie Lake, who has filed, to my mind, the most credible and strongest lawsuit that's been filed in the history of law, election lawsuits. This suit is rock solid, and really what's on trial here is the credibility of the courts, okay? This case is good. The Arizona law is rock solid and super clear. When you interpret law, you start with the text of the legislation, and it's very clear that she's got standing, she's got allegations of injury, she's got everything she needs to move forward with this challenge. So we should, if there's any real justice here, have a full access to discovery. Why does that relate to COVID? Why is that so important? Well, let me explain to you. See, if you've got someone like Carrie Lake in there, Much like Ron DeSantis, she's a disrupting factor in this. You only need one instance of truth that people see before fraud starts falling down everywhere. You can only convince people that the sky is red if everybody says the sky is red. If someone says, you're an idiot, it's blue. Well, that kind of goes away then because, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Okay? So this is a really important thing. Carrie Lake's position on this is critical. And more just as importantly, this case is so strong that I'm going to go on record and say that it's my opinion that if this case, if this challenge doesn't move forward into a full investigation, I don't, as a lawyer, know that I could file an election case to challenge anything else because I don't think you could have better evidence and better information. So, you know, to my mind, this case is going to be one of the most determinative cases in terms of election outcomes in American history. It matters because if we can't get good candidates to represent us, how do we ensure accountability on the political side, right? Because my role as an attorney is to facilitate the interpretation of law as it pertains to a specific set of facts in the court. Okay, so I can't go to the court and say, Your Honor, I think this person should go to jail. And they say, why? Well, because he did something bad. And they say, well, what's the law? There isn't any. Well, I can't do that. It doesn't do any good, right? So I've got to have the laws to work with. We've got to have the legislation to work with. The other side has spent years, decades, changing laws in very nuanced ways to make it very difficult for a guy like me to go to court and get a win. That's why you see so many difficult things on the election suits, which I haven't done a whole lot of election suits. I've done work behind the scenes. But if you look at the suits that have been filed, you know, the reason they're so they have so much difficulty is because all the changes. Same thing with COVID laws. That's why you've got immunity for these manufacturers of these death jabs and everything else. So you've got to understand this is the same people and part of the same playbook and just another tier of the global reset and the global takeover. We the people have got to stand on both fronts. And right now, they've got major hearings on Monday, Tuesday, I believe, of next week in Arizona. So we got to make sure that the people of Arizona are hearing this truth and standing because you've got Katie Hobbs down there who not only abused her power refusing to recuse herself on an election she was a part of, but she actually went out and asked social media companies to censor her opponent. Are you kidding me? That is so far beyond illegal. Then, on top of that, as if that's not enough, I would think that's more than enough, but no, she actually threatened to have county officials arrested, something she doesn't have the authority to do, if they didn't fall in line and certify her bogus election. She essentially strong-armed or blackmailed these guys into saying, you're going to certify me governor or you're going to jail. Are you kidding me? There is no greater example of an abuse of power. This is insanity. We cannot stand aside and allow this. And trust me, if we do, you don't have a whole lot of options left in the courts. This one's got to go right. So this one's critical. And it ties back in. Because if we can't have real candidates win elections, then how do we change this? How do we change this through the system? If the courts won't ensure that justice is fair and even, if the elections are garbage, how do we change this? My intent and my purpose is to try and make sure that we can change this peacefully and through the system and properly. That's why this is so important. If our courts dodge us, if our politicians dodge us, if we keep letting this go, there's no system to fight it through. Do you think we the people are going to stand for this forever? No way. No way. So we've got to do this peacefully, but we've got to get out there and do it right.
Well, that's right. Stay there. We'll come back and talk more about this next segment. But the woman who is stealing the election runs the election, and then she wants censorship. And then if the courts don't step in, there's just no end. They're certifying their ability to steal elections right now in Virginia, right now in places like Pennsylvania, right places like Michigan, places like Arizona, Nevada. But as you said, Arizona is really the heart of where it's all going down. This is a criminal takeover, like Venezuela, a permanent dictatorship. We'll talk about how we stop it straight ahead. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good to see old friends. What a crazy time to be alive. You know, I wish I was wrong about the New World Order and all their evil plans, but we've all been completely vindicated. And I would actually have rather been proven wrong, but we're not. We have the documents. We have the proof. What a time to be alive. So finishing up with Arizona and the codification around the country of election fraud and then getting back to this whole COVID rollout and Fauci having new drills and stuff that kills kids and just all of it. They're definitely reeling now. Things didn't go the way they wanted them to. But my question is, will they double down or how will they regroup, Attorney Tom Renz?
Yeah, so that's the real question right now, Alex. I mean, you know, listen, we're beating them hard on COVID. We're going to beat them on every front because that's what we do, and God's got our back. But what do you do? And so it's an interesting thing because, you know, Alex, when I came on your show at first and, you know, you talked to me, I said I'm a nobody from Ohio. And we've continued to grow and develop a platform because we do things with integrity and honesty. And we have people now. So we have sources, we have intel, we have all sorts of information. But I want to premise this with, this is not something I can prove, but this is what I believe is coming. So right now what we're hearing out of D.C. is there is abject panic. The DOD crew does not want any investigation. No other than the spy agencies want looked at. They want nothing to do with this. They want to figure out who they're going to hang out to dry, and they're going to be the last people.
But by the way, it's not your opinion they're in full panic mode over the Fauci and the criminal investigations. That part's not speculation. Continue.
No, we can see that pretty clearly. What we're seeing, though, is kind of this breakdown. So Fauci and his crew and some of the globalists, they're hung up on continuing to push death shots and vaccines and other such things because they need it. They need this, right? So the question is, when and how do you roll these things out? Now, they're doing more gain of function, more war games. And what we've heard, and this is what we've heard. I can't prove this. I don't have papers. But we've heard that the plan is to have something big hit around the time that they get the support necessary to move forward with the new WHO treaty. They want to get that new WHO treaty, which is really just a rehash of the same thing. They want the WHO to have power to take over the world. Okay, so that's a cornerstone piece of what they're doing, and they want to do whatever they got to do to get that in. The problem is that our fight, particularly here in the U.S., has been too powerful. Guys like McCullough, you know, I've had a little part in it, and all these different people who are pushing this, we've had a voice. We've made a voice thanks to people like you, Alex, who've let us talk. And so there's a problem, you know, because it's politically, it doesn't look sustainable here in the U.S. And the other side of this is that if they lose, they know that there's a real likelihood, if people realize how many millions of people these guys have killed, that they're going to end up at the end of a rope. You know, people aren't going to be okay with that. So, yeah, there's this kind of breakdown. You know, are we actually going to move forward with another pandemic, or are we just going to say COVID's real bad? You know, which, well, yeah, I welcome saying that because I'm happy to point to the fact that it's bad because people keep getting jabbed and that destroys their immune system and makes them sick.
And by the way, tyrants always go too far and end up at the end of a rope. People think they're just invincible. They're not. They always want to kill people. They always pull the same type of crap. It's just a high tech version. They've got to end up at the end of a rope because that's just who they killed, but also to let other little Joseph Mengele's know that they're not going to get away with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do everything they can to try and scare us and intimidate us into shutting up. That's what January 6th was about. That's what the FBI raids are about. That's the bull crap that you were dealing with, Alex. It's all about trying to intimidate us and shut us up. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're winning. We're winning, especially on COVID. And, you know, I'm personally branching the fight out. I'm going to be helping on everything because we're going to have to hit them in some of these other angles. But we're winning in a big way. And I'll tell you privately, when we were doing a strategy session with my team and my other attorneys that I work with, probably last summer, I believe, is when I did this. I said, guys, it's time for us to make a change. They said, what do you mean? I said, well, we're going to shift our position. Instead of trying to determine whether we can win this now, we've won. We've already won this. And the reason we won it was because guys like you, Alex, helped us get the truth out, and we had created a situation where enough people said no about getting this jab that there was a control group. So it was a guarantee that the control group was going to be there, and you're going to have what you have now. You got a group of people who were part of the Died Suddenly crowd. And you got another group of people who are healthy as can be, not getting COVID, not having any issues. They're the people who are unjabbed, and that's really coming out now. So we've won. The question was this: how quickly can we win, and how many lives can we save, and how many do we have to lose during this fight, because, you know, my goal is always about saving as many lives as possible. So that we shifted that footing, and it's proving true. I mean, we are absolutely seeing this collapse. It's going to continue collapsing. We will get to accountability, and you know, that's part of the reason that we're broadening the fight and hitting these guys in some other areas.
And I want to get to broadening the fight here, but you're absolutely right. I told Joe Rogan last summer, I said, this summer the back got broken. They didn't know it would go this way. It blew up in their face. They want amnesty now. They want to stop talking about it while they still implement their control. But they're in panic mode. I mean, we're not up here tooting our horn saying, oh, we've won the whole war. But the enemy is devastated right now. So what do we do next to press the peaceful attack to bring them to justice?
Yeah. So that's it, right? And that's part of the reason that we have to broaden this. Because right now what they're going to do, in my opinion, is – the enemy's going down. They know that the COVID thing is going down. They know that that truth is coming out. And so you've got no loyalty amongst thieves, none whatsoever. So what they're doing is they're trying to decide who they're going to throw under the bus. The problem is when you throw a guy like Anthony Fauci under the bus, Anthony Fauci knows where the bodies are buried. So Anthony Fauci is going to play hardball if he thinks he's getting thrown under the bus. So they've got this really nasty situation then. Where what do you do? Because we don't want to get our rear ends in trouble with him. But you know, if we don't throw him under the bus, we lose our credibility. So it's one of those things where they're in a real bad situation. And that's why I mentioned a couple times, you know, broadening the attack, because if we can, dilute their focus, if we can effectively hit them, because one thing that I praise God, this is 100% him. You know, I just kind of show up every day. But we've been effective in fighting the COVID lies. We've been very effective. If we can take that same strategy and apply it in these other areas, then we can make them have to defend some of these other areas.
All right, we got to have the election, so we got to bring them to justice. What are other areas we've got to dominate in?
We've got to get this. The central bank digital currency is a real threat. I've got a whistleblower, and I'm not ready to say anything more about this, but we have some legitimate evidence that the attacks on the food supplies were actually organized and they were orchestrated.
Well, yeah, the UN, and they're officially shutting down the third largest food producer in the world, the Netherlands. They're shutting food production down everywhere, officially admitting it.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the burned down.
No, I understand. You've got internal stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got some interesting stuff there. That's an important issue. The energy thing is an important issue. I would say that those are the main issues. You know, we got to finish COVID because these jabs are unbelievable. I mean, what's happening there, that's got to be stopped. And so we're not done with COVID by any means. We got a long ways to go. Just because we're winning doesn't mean we've won. And if we take our foot off the gas, we will win.
It's a multi-pronged attack. You've got to attack every attack they're running.
Yep. We just got to find ways, and we got to ask God to give us more hours in the day so we can fight from more directions, because there's just too many bad guys. And, you know, one of the things I've talked about, I actually was at a meeting this weekend and someone was asking me about, you know, what do we got to do to win this? I said, well, one of the things you got to understand, I bill for almost none of my time, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I almost never bill for my time. That gives sense.
Stand there. Let's come back and talk about that. It takes money to win wars, folks. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Knows it's going to lose. The question is, how bad is it going to get till we turn the tide? All right, Tom Renz, attorney, getting all these great whistleblowers to go public, devastating the globalists. You were getting into, I'm just guessing we're going to cover next, the fact that we all need funding. InfoWars needs funding. You need support. Not just sharing the articles and videos. This is a war. We don't have George Soros backing us. We don't have the New World Order backing us. We have the people backing us. And if the public ever figures out how powerful they would be, if they actually got more in the arena of support, it'd be game over for evil.
Well, that's it, right? Many hands make light work. And I'd rather have a million people give me a dollar a month than one person give me $5 million. Because the one person that gives you $5 million will try and control you and undermine you and get you to do things that you don't agree with. And I'm not up for sale. There is no amount of money. I'll work for free. I don't bill for most of my time. But here's the thing. I don't bill for most of my time, but I need more lawyers, and I need to be able to support them. So our strategy going forward is not something I mind sharing. We've got to raise money to support more lawyers, right? I can't ask them to work for free. They just won't do it. more money we got, the more lawyers we can get and the better we can do. We got to have the lawyers. The other thing we got to do is we got to work on continuing to expand the message. So, yes, donate to InfoWars, but also share InfoWars. And while you're at it, share the stuff I do.
You go to Rims-Law and make a donation there because you've proven you're hitting on all cylinders. You got a lot going on.
I yes, sir, I do. An awful lot. And actually, next week, I believe next week, the 21st, I'm going to launch. I'm going to start doing a one-hour-a-day talk show on America Out Loud Network, a radio show. We're because we've got to educate the people. We've got to activate the people. See, the thing that people don't understand is that if I file a lawsuit, but I don't do anything else, we'll get the New Zealand effect. Early on in New Zealand, there was a young lady who had a massive win at the Supreme Court related to this COVID corruption. The next day, they changed the laws in New Zealand. So we had to educate the public. We had to get people going and engaged. People being engaged is the ultimate power, the one thing tyrants truly fear. You can shoot me. You can shoot Alex. You can shoot a couple people, but you can never silence all the people. They fear we the people more than anything else. And, you know, the work that I do has been effective, praise God, but part of the reason it's been effective is because of the public support we've been able to garner for it. That's had a huge impact. That's why, Alex, do you know what I did a few weeks ago? You'd have got I took a page out of your book. So I do the Reawakening Tour with Clay Clark, right? And they were on the tirade about those evil Christian nationalists, right? So I stood up on stage, and the Washington Post was there, the Beast was there, there were a bunch of left-wing papers that were covering this. I went up on stage. I put a presentation, a slideshow up there. I had a big slide up there talking about how proud I am to be a Christian nationalist. I am proud of it because I believe that Jesus teaches me to love everyone, treat people with respect and equality, and, you know, love your neighbor. And as an American, I believe in the nation that's, you know, freed slaves and created suffrage and allowed prosperity on a level that no one's ever seen before. And so my question is, which part of my Christian nationalism do you have a problem with? So I said that on stage and went into great detail on it. You know, I couldn't so much as get a hit piece done on me because the mainstream fears what we do. They know they can't turn it on us. We have no shame. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what they say about me. I got no pride. So they're afraid of us. So we've got to get the message out farther. And since they're censoring the hell out of me, praise God for guys like you. We got to do everything.
Well, that's the thing they do. They demonize us. I don't understand. We're committed to the mission. We know we're right. It means nothing. In fact, it's a good thing when they're attacking because that means we're over the target. And that really freaks them out because as leftists, they are so prideful and so into what the system's saying. You don't want the system endorsing you, but they're looking for that. They're such losers.
Yeah, that's all they care about is approval of others. I care zero, right? My loyalty is to God, my family, my country, and my friends. I don't care one bit. Yeah, someone told me early on. So I went through phases as an attorney on this. The first phase was the buy-off phase. They tried to buy me off to shut me up, and they told me, well, you could get some appointments. You know, you might make a good judge if you would just drop this stuff. I said, yeah, I don't care about that. Then that didn't work out, and they realized I didn't care about their cocktail parties, which, I mean, I can't think of a greater wound to inflict on me. A cocktail party for me is a PBR and a campfire. That's what I like. Then they did the death threats. You know, I mean, you know about those. Those are ongoing and whatever. And, then they tried to Kavanaugh me and just smash me in the press. And I didn't care about that either. So they went back to censorship because I don't care about any of it. You got to be willing to take some bullets if you're going to get into this fight. And if you're in it for the cause, you don't worry about what they say about you. I can only imagine now that we're hitting on some of this election stuff, what they're going to say. I'm pushing the hashtag, by the way, hashtag election liars. They all want to call us election deniers. Hashtag election liars. I want that to trend everywhere. I want everybody to be talking about hashtag election liars because the election liars keep pushing the sheep to call us election deniers. But the only thing we're denying is their lies, and it's garbage. So, you know, we're hitting this on all fronts, and I'm going to tease you, Alex. We got another top secret project we're working on within a year or so I hope to launch. that I think is going to, what we're going to do is we're going to start holding the people that are running our country accountable to the people that are voting for them. And we got a plan on that. So I intend to bring political accountability too, not a D, not an R, a freedom thing.
Absolutely. Beautifully said. We got to get you back again soon. But just back to the COVID situation, because that's the one area we can really have a big effect. You know, they may start nuclear war in Russia. We're trying to stop that, but who knows? Are they going to throw Fauci under the bus because he's so insider? They're trying to defend him right now, which is only blowing it up bigger.
So the super secret stuff happening behind the scenes are this. We're trying very hard to ensure that they do throw him under the bus because I really want to see him in orange. They're trying to save him because he's got a lot of dirt on a lot of people. He does know where the bodies are buried. So I don't know. My intention is to make sure that before I'm done with this and before that guy dies, he's an old man. He'll probably die before me. I'd like him to spend the rest of his days in jail. And that may sound cruel, but you know what? He's murdered millions. So I'd like to see that guy in jail. And we're trying very hard. And it's really... We're moving over here. They're moving over there, and I don't know for sure. It's a tug of war right now. We're pushing for accountability everywhere. They're trying to preserve as much as.
But they're definitely not arrogant anymore. They got fear in their eyes.
They better. They're right to fear because we aren't stopping. We got God at our back, and like I said, we'll stand against the gates of hell if we gotta.
Well. I'm really concerned with Bill Gates' new bioweapon drill he did. I agree with you. I think they're warming that sucker up, and I think they're getting ready to release it. It's just, I wonder how many people that work for the system that know we're telling the truth still try to hedge their bets. The only safety is defeating these maniacs. You can't just, but like Boston University has a super COVID that kills 80% of people, and then they just admit that. It's like a threat, like we got a weapon that'll kill all of you. Yeah, well... You're not going to get away with it if you do that. I mean, they got to know that now anything they do, it'll just make the next wave against them bigger. So that's kind of the Mexican standoff. They release the next bioweapon. They have their big distraction, but it backfires bigger the next time. Now that people know it's them, any further assaults by them only make it worse for them. And that's a pretty simple equation, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But, you know, I mean, the Boston University is just one of many. I mean, we've got Fauci actually dug up some people up in the Arctic that died way back from the Spanish flu and reconstituted the Spanish flu. He's working down, you know, down in Texas of all places, in Galveston. They're working on gain of function on Ebola.
That's right.
We all want to die from complete
maniacs, illegal stuff going on in Galveston. They're just mad scientists. People say, well, why are they doing it? Why Jeffrey Dahmer do it? Why Hitler do it? Because they're evil. They like it. Tom Renz, thank you so much. Renz-law.com. God bless you. Look forward to speaking to you again. Godspeed.
Thanks, Alex.
Folks, go there and support what he's doing. Please support us. Do your Christmas shopping with us. We're barely still on air. I got so many big projects I want to launch. We don't want the enemy to have a big win. We need you to get great products we already have. InfoWarsStore.com. The new line is InfoWars MD. 95% turmeric with turmeric 95. We've got all these other great products. We're selling out of DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion, but those are still 50% off. Please do your Christmas shopping. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and so much more. We have the Mushroom Max. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. More calls at 3 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.